Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We thank God today. Amen. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How many come to be changed on today? Amen. Hallelujah. We pray for change on today. Welcome, everyone, to Sunday service. I am Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Yes, and I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning. We would like to welcome you, each and every one of you here to Sunday service. We thank y'all for being here with attendance with us in the name of Jesus. If this is your first time here in Sunday service, Apostle Tawanika and I would like to personally welcome you. Let us know who you are, where you're from, and if you do have any prayer, petition, this is that opportunity to bring it all to Jesus in prayer. Amen. So let us pray with you and let us pray for you. If you would just press 1 on your phone pad. My wife don't like it when I say phone pads. It makes it seem like we way back in the times where we had phone pads. But if you would press 1 on your telephones, amen, we will definitely bring you. We'll open up your microphone and, you know, let us know. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be forevermore glad in it, because God is good, and he is so worthy to be praised. So welcome every single one more time here to Sunday service. Every single one that's joining us from the East Coast, every single one from New York City, amen. God bless you. May God keep you. We thank y'all for being here. We know that y'all's time is a little bit ahead of ours, so hey, we're just so glad to have you here. Amen. Uncle Joe, I love to see you when you come to Sunday service here. Minister Learn Green there in Chicago, Illinois, welcome, welcome, welcome. He's always here with us. So we thank every single one that's in Chicago, every single one that's in New York City, every single body here in Texas with us. Houston, Texas, God bless you. May God keep you. We love you. We love you. We love you so much. Welcome every single one from Louisiana. Amen. We have family and friends and people that come from everywhere, near and far, to join us, to help us to celebrate the Holy Spirit. That's why we say we shall rejoice, and be forevermore glad in it, because God is good, and he's so worthy to be praised. Amen. Believers everywhere, let's stand up, hallelujah, and acknowledge the presence of God. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, we would like to thank you for allowing us to have this opportunity to see you today, Father. We would like to thank you, Father God, for being in our presence. Hallelujah. For we do realize that being in your presence, Father, is the best place that we could ever be. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our comforter. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our partner, our unseen partner, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because if it had not been for you, Holy Spirit, we cannot imagine all the places that we will be right now. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for being with us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for keeping us from dangers that we could not see. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for keeping us from those dangers that we could see, in the name of Jesus. For we realize, Holy Spirit, that you love us so much. We thank you, Father God, that you gave us your darling son, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, to be with us every single day, every single minute of our life. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you love us so much that you gave your life for us. Hallelujah. You gave your life that we may have life and have it more abundant. So we say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're sitting on the right hand of God the Father Almighty right now, making intercessions for me, intercession for each and every one that's in service with us right now, and even making intercessions for those who are not here with us right now. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you love the world, hallelujah, so much that you gave yourself for us. Hallelujah. For your word says, Father God, that you, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever shall believe upon him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Father God, that we have eternal life. We thank you, Father God, that because of Christ Jesus, that when we believe in him, hallelujah, that we shall not die. We shall not perish. For this is your promise, Father God. And we know that you keep your promise. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for every single word that we have to stand on. We realize, Father God, that your word, hallelujah, that when we stand on it, hallelujah, we can see every single thing that you promised, that it manifests itself in our life when we believe, hallelujah, in your word. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you are not a man that you can lie, hallelujah. Because every single word that you have said, hallelujah, it shall not and it have not came back void. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that when we place our confidence in your word, when we place our confidence in what you have already said, when we place our confidence in what you have already done, hallelujah, we can stand in that place of knowing that everything all right. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your precious blood. Hallelujah. For we realize that your blood is our atonement and it covers us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that when God looks at us, he does not see a sinful man or a sin-filled woman. He only sees your precious blood that covers us. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. We are justified. We are righteous because of you, Lord Jesus. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you for watching over every single one of our family members, those that know you and those that don't know you. We thank you that you love them as well. And you have given us that same type of love to love them. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for all that you have done, for your finished works on the cross. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, for we do realize that Satan has already been defeated. But we do realize that there will be opportunities and times where we'll be in those evil days where he will try to cause us to forget about what you said, try to cause us to forget about who we are and who we belong to, hallelujah, that we might fall into darkness and fall into temptations and just be fallen and defeated. But we thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that you have already paid the price. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have already made the way. For your word says over here in John 14 that you are the way, you are the truth, and you are the light. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that when we lose our way, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that when we think about it and realize that you are the way. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that when our words get corrupted and our thoughts get corrupted, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have your word, and your word is the truth. And we realize that the truth, hallelujah, it sets us free. The truth, and you are the truth, delivers us from those pits of darkness. The truth, hallelujah, when we tell the truth, when we live the truth and live in it, hallelujah, that is that place where we are in that place of wholeness, in that place of soundness, in that place of deliverance, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we just want to say thank you. For we shall say right now that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that we stand in that place of not allowing weapons that are formed against us to prosper, because you said, great is the peace of my children because they are taught of the Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, that you teach us. Hallelujah. You show us so much, Father God, that we realize that we're in your love. Hallelujah. And that love, it teaches us how to love. Your love, Father God, which is your word. Hallelujah. Your love, Father God, which is you, the essence of who you are. Hallelujah. This is how we know that you are with us, because we experience your love each and every day of our life. Thank you, Father God, for watching over our children, every single one of our children. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for keeping them. We thank you, Father God, for keeping our mothers and fathers. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. For we do realize that Satan, he seeks to whomever he can devour, no matter if they are a mother or father, even if they are a little child. Hallelujah. He want to see who he can devour. But we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you love us so much that it shall not happen to neither us or neither would it happen to our family members. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We pray for this word, hallelujah, that you have already preached, that it shall convict us, hallelujah, that it shall come to pass inside of us, that it shall take root, hallelujah, to build us and to show us that you are still there on the throne. You are still God, hallelujah, and nothing by no means shall separate us from you, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. For we shall rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. That's all there is to do, just to rejoice, because you have already done it all. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way right now. Have your way in every single heart right now. Every single one to have an ear to hear. Holy Spirit, have your way right now. For we welcome you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord. We bless your name, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you right now as we pray, oh God. We come to you, oh God, with childlike faith to receive right now restoration. Oh, Lord, restore everybody, oh God, on the line today. Restore our health, oh God, and strength. Oh, Lord, restore every marriage, oh God, relationship between mother and child. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let restoration come. Restore our finances and support, oh, Lord. Lord, restore our strength right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh, God. Oh, Lord, move how only you can move, oh, God. Move, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth in the life of your children, oh, God. Lord, we call upon you this day, oh, God, for your word says, hallelujah, when the righteous cry out, oh, Lord, that you deliver us on all our troubles, oh God. Let it be so this day and hour, oh God, in time as we call out to you, oh God. We cry out to evermore, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive great and mighty from you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come casting out our cares and fears and worries down right there, oh God. And we pick up the peace you give, oh God, the peace that surpasses all understanding. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. We need you right now. Oh Lord, move in our hearts and our home and the hearts of your children, oh God. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let peace come and be still. We call upon you, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of all peace, oh God. Oh Lord, do what only you can do, oh God. Lord, we pray the strength, oh God, that the weak is shed in this day. We pray when the sick is shed, oh God, that healing may come, oh God. Oh Lord, that you will sing your word and we shall be healed, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet instead we thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still could thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, do what only you can do, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you have restored our soul this day, oh God. We thank you for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we thank you and we love you. Lord, we thank you that you loved us first, oh God, that you sent your only begotten Son to save us. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus.
Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit, the living God, right now, God. Oh, Lord, you know what we need before we ask for the God. So right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord, according to our prayers and petition this day, God. Lord, if we come, oh, God, on one accord, what I can buy, say, Father God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, oh, God, that you let every prayer be answered according to your will, plan, and purpose for our lives. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind our will with your will, Holy Father, that your will may be done, oh, God, on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, Lord, we bind our mind with the mind of Christ, right now, that the mind of Christ may arise and let us operate fully, oh, God, and completely, oh, God, to the mirror, full measure of Christ Jesus that's in us. Amen. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let miracles of healing take place right now, oh, God. Lord, I pray for every mind, oh, God. Lord, I pray and come against mental illness right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I cover our minds right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I bow me pure, holy, and righteous unto you, Father God. Oh, Lord, touch our lips, oh, God, that we will speak blessing and not cursing, oh, God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Help us, oh, God, and strengthen us, oh, God, by your Holy Spirit, oh, God. That our yes will be yes and our no will be no, oh, God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. Touch the heart, oh, God, of your pastor this day, oh, God. For you called your son, oh, God, to deliver your word, oh, God. That he was delivered, oh, God, according to your way and will and plan, oh, God. So please have a word, please have a mind for our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for the real sure and full measure of Christ Jesus, oh, Lord. We just want to say thank you, higher. We're called on more shine on my higher. Oh, Lord, help us on today, oh, God. I come against you in a stronghold, silent tired, strong man, hallelujah. And I command you to cease your works and die for all that come out of our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I summon all ties with the enemy right now. I put on the full armor of God by faith, hallelujah. We walk in and live in it, amen. And we'll come from the crown of our heads and the soul of our feet, and we quench every fire with God of the enemy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord, let there be confusion upon the camp of the enemy right now. Let the terror be shown in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, that every net of the enemy's cut off will have to be entangled in. Let it be entangled in our own lips today, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every pit that the enemy built for us are fallen, oh, God. Let them fall in their own pits in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you this day, oh, God, that we walk by sight, we walk by faith and not by sight, God. And we receive right now, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of death and premature death. We command you to cease your works and die at the Holy Cloud. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, any hindrance spirit of the Lord, we command you to cease your works and die at the Holy Cloud. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every spirit of confusion, hallelujah. We come against every spirit of, hallelujah, of depression, oppression, anxiety, and fear, anger, wrath, deceit. We come against it right now. We come against the spirit of loneliness, hallelujah. We come against every familiar spirit, gossiping spirit. We come against every spirit of resentment, hallelujah. Every spirit of anger and wrath, we command you to cease your horse and die at the Holy Cross. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every spirit of frustration. We come against every spirit of distraction. We command you to cease your horse and die at the Holy Cross. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, and affliction. We command you to cease your works and die at the Holy Cross. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every virus known and unknown to man. We command you to cease your works in us right now and die at the Holy Cross. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against the spirit of lack, poverty, and death and poverty. We command you to cease your works and die at the Holy Cross. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every controlling spirit, spirit of manipulation right now. We command you to cease your works and die at the Holy Cross. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, right now, God said, we declare the crown victory right now over every life, hallelujah, every child of God, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the crown by the blood of Jesus Christ. In the power of this only authority that God has given us, and it shall be established in this earth right now, that we are free and we are free indeed, amen, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We're called Shapamare here. Oh, Lord, help us on today, oh God. Oh, Lord, we bless the name, Father God. Do what only you can do, Father God. And we know that you can do all things but fail. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you bless all in our coming and going on today, oh God. Oh, Lord, move mighty Holy Spirit in the house of your children. Hallelujah, right now, oh God. And those of us that are traveling on the road this day will be traveling. We pray right now, Father God. Let us receive traveling grace and mercy to and from our destination, oh God. Let there be no mechanical things, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. for this. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, a form of transportation they enter into today, as a driver or a passenger, every road, every street, every highway, every airway, hallelujah, every seaway, hallelujah, every building, a place, a hall, and everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over right now, hallelujah, and we declare and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near us, amen? And we just want to say, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that we're already forgiven, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word said in 1 John 1:9, and we confess our sins, hallelujah, to one another, that we are forgiven, oh God, that you're just and faithful to forgive us. So right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we receive our forgiveness right now, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, of every sin, known and unknown sin, and the action of God, we thank you, all our trespasses, trespassing, and iniquity, are forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that your precious, oh God, with his water, that we are cleansed and washed, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we love you and we need you. We come asking for more of you and less of ourselves, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help us, oh, God, all to operate with the wisdom and knowledge that you give, Father God. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that the word that go forth today from the mouth of your pastor, that it will take root and manifest in us, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, help us all today, that we all may receive on today and this service, oh God, and it would change us, oh God, for the better, oh God, hallelujah, that we would listen to your word and not that it would change, oh God, that it would cleanse us and wash us, amen, and that we will see the newness of life today, and we declare the prayer right now in the name of Jesus Christ, us gather together, hallelujah, new life and new beginnings, amen. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you will open up new doors and close old doors and old seasons, close every door that the enemy has been operating through, hallelujah, to cause confusion, to cause sickness, destruction, hallelujah, division in our lives, oh God, right now, hallelujah, close every door that the enemy has been operating through, and open up doors that will bring blessings and favor, oh God, good relationships, good opportunities, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, restore us to the days of our youth, oh God. Lord, I ask that you bless everyone on the line today and everyone that's in their home, oh God, with long life, good life. Let our latter days be greater than our beginnings, oh God. Oh, Lord, open up our eyes to see, oh God, that we will not be deceived by the evil one, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, open up our ears and hallelujah to hear. Oh, Lord, remove every spiritual deafness and spiritual blindness, oh God. Every spiritual ignorance, let it be removed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heaven on today, that you open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings upon the life of your children, that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow, amen. We thank you for the overflow today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and by faith in the blood of Jesus Christ and the finished work on the cross, and in his name, we decree and declare that it is so, and we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that does all things, Michelle, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us, all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Come on, Trisha. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. If you know that there is God that accepts you and not yourself, if you understand today and know if it had not been for God, where would you be on today? Hallelujah. Just shout glory. Hallelujah. Right now, right where you are. Hallelujah. Because it's God that gave you breath. The breath the life, hallelujah, that keeps you alive. We just thank you, Father God, that we've been getting on late night phone calls, or in the wee morning phone calls, about someone in our family, or no one that'll call about us. We thank you. Oh, glory to your name, God. We thank you for new mercy and new grace. Come on, church, today. Give God some praise right now. Open up your mouth and just thank you. Hallelujah. We know if it had not been for you, Father God, hallelujah, on our side, where would we be? We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for your word says that we abide in you, that you will abide in us, that we can decree and declare that great is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. How many trust God today? How many believe that? Hallelujah. You got to believe it for yourself. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Welcome, everyone, one more
Hallelujah.
Time. We welcome everyone that's just now entering into church. We thank God for you today. We thank God that you
yes.
took the time out, amen, to come and commune with us today in the Holy Spirit of
My
the
Lord.
Living God. Amen. Knowing that it's all about God and what God is doing in us. We come to be changed on today. How many of us come to be changed on today? How many of us need to
Hallelujah.
Change on today? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, God knows all. He's all seeing, all knowing everywhere, God. Amen. There's nothing that we can do. There's nowhere where we can go that God cannot call, cannot see us, cannot help us. Amen. Hallelujah. He hears all that we say, even if we never speak it out loud. Amen. He knows the hearts of men and women. Hallelujah. God
yes,
bless you. God
yes,
keep
Lord.
You. At this time, we're going to have a song selection from our brother Joel Washington from New York, New York. God bless you, brother Joel.
Good afternoon.
Joel
I'm
Washington.
So glad to be with y'all again. I know God is good. All the time, God is good. I just thank him. I just give him all the praise and all the glory. And I just thank him for my nephew, Dulcet, Reverend Dulcet Manning, and his companion.
Yeah.
Y'all really doing a wonderful, wonderful job. See, I remember a long time ago when I was growing up, when my mother had me in church, and I used to watch this old deacon. He used to sing these two hymns, you know, and I used to look at him. I said, you know, one day I'm going to try to sing like that man. Because he was doing a wonderful job. This is true. They call him 100 where I used to come from. That's what my mother and the deacon used to call him. This is an old 100 song. And I'm going to sing it to the best of my ability.
Okay.
Amen.
God, bring over great Pilgrim to this barren land. I am weak, but thy almighty hold me with thy powerful hand. I am weak, but thy almighty hold me with thy powerful hand. I can hear the old deacon say, bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me until I want no more. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me until I want no more. That old deacon has said again, bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me until I want no more. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me until I want no more. God bless y'all. God bless you.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven. Feed us, Lord, till we want no more. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Brother Joe Washington from New York, New York. We love you. We thank God for you. May God pour back into you the virtue that left your body on today. In the name of Jesus. And your cup running over with the blessing of the Lord our God. Amen. God bless
Amen.
You. We love you so much.
Love
Amen.
You
Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have our scripture reading. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Today, our scriptures that have come from the book of Psalm 141, verses 4 through 5. I'm sorry, Psalm 41, verses 1 through, I'm sorry, 3 through 5. Let me get it right. Psalm 41, verses 3 through 5. Amen. Psalm 141, verses 3 through 5. The Bible says from the New King James Version, "Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not incline my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men who work iniquity. And do not let me eat of their delicacies. Let the righteous strike me, it shall be a kindness. And let him rebuke me, it shall be an excellent oil. Let my head not refuse it, for still my prayer is against the deeds of the wicked." Amen. With the Bible saying, church, and I'll break this down really quickly here in the name of Jesus. See, James wrote that the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. On the average, a person opens his or her mouth approximately 700 times daily to speak. Amen. David here, King David, wisely asked God to help keep him from speaking evil. See, sometimes, even as he underwent persecutions, Jesus himself was silent before his accusers. Amen. See, knowing the power of the tongue, we will, hallelujah, we will do well to ask God to guard what we say, that our words will bring honor to his name. Amen. King David asked God to guard his heart. I want you to understand, evil acts begin within evil desires. It isn't enough to ask God to keep you away from temptation, make you stronger, or change circumstances. You must ask him to change you on the inside at the level of your desires. Amen. Hallelujah. See, King David says that being rebuked by a righteous person is a kindness. See, nobody really likes criticism, but everybody can benefit from it when it is given wisely and taken humbly. King David suggested how to accept criticism. One, don't refuse it. Two, consider it, hallelujah, a kindness. And three, keep quiet, don't fight back. See, putting these suggestions into practice will help you control how you react to criticism, making it productive rather than destructive, no matter how it was originally intended. Have you ever felt that no one cared what happened to you? Hallelujah. How many of you have been there before? See, King David had good reason to feel that way, and he wrote, "I cried out to you, O Lord. My Lord, my God." He cried out to God. But this time I want to say to all of us here in service, let God use you and not let the devil use you. Our words are powerful. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. May we all be the doers of the word of God. We're going to have one song selection here. We'll be right back for the preach word from Pastor Dorsey Manny. Amen. Stay right there with us. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere. Hallelujah. That's what you need. Thank you.
your awesome presence fills this room. This is holy ground. This is Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen. Glory to God. Come on, church. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We have come to the time to receive the preaching word, the message from God. Hallelujah. Speaking through the mouth of his prophet this day, a man after God's own heart who loves his family, amen, that operates with integrity, with dignity, who is faithful, amen, and just to serve God according to to God's will. And that is all, man, that is humble in all his ways, amen, a faithful man to his marriage and loves his wife. I thank God for the man of God on today that has the word of God in his mouth. I present to you no other than my husband, my handsome husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Amen. Amen. Amen again. Thank you so very much. Beautiful wife.
Amen.
Being right here by my side. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for each and every one of you that's here. Join with us here in Sunday service. You know, this is such a grace-filled time. This is such a grace-filled time. And, you know, I'm really trying to bring myself, before we get started, to a place of just gratitude. I'm already in that place of gratitude. And, you know, this word that God has, you know, I pray that it reach every single heart and able to do what it came to do. Thank God for each and every one of you as well. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray.
Mm-hmm.
Let us pray. Father God, we thank you.
Yes,
we thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to see you in your word. We thank you, Father God, that every single word that you speak to us, speak to our hearts. Hallelujah. It fills us and it do just what it came to do, Father God. Place us in that place of abundance because you love us so much, and that is your desire for your children to be in that place of abundance always, right there where you are, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you allow scripture to interpret scripture for us, not to add our silly thoughts to it. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And for us not to foolishly try to change it or take anything away from it. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Unclean thoughts, unclean spirit. We rebuke you right now from this place. And we say you go, for you have no place here. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus over every single one of us right now. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody that do agree, do say amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
I have such a blessed word to give today. I'm just the messenger, and I'm going to deliver this message like God have given it to me. Each and every one of you,
amen.
And I hope it blesses you. If you need a title for this message, I title this, Why My Esteem Led Me In or Took Me Out. Why My Esteem Led Me In or Took Me Out. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I don't know
Amen.
Exactly what you are in right now, church. God knows.
Yes,
but what I have discovered by communicating with God and reading his word and, you know, just studying the word of God, and I mean studying places from the Old Testament to the New Testament, I came to find out something that my esteem is basically, it's like the root reason why I'm in situations that I'm in. And that means in a bad situation, it's all a root because of my esteem. Or if I'm in a good situation, it still is because of a root of my esteem. Now, the esteem of a man or a woman is, you know, the philosophy or what you think about or how you believe, or what it is that you're believing in, you know, the morals and the values of what's going on inside of your mind, what's going on inside of your heart, whether it has you in a place where you're thinking high or have you in a place where you're not thinking as high, where you're thinking low. Your esteem will have you in places in your mind and your heart that really determines where you are in life. It's determining your destination. And I'll show you this in scripture. So what's your moral, where are your morals and your values? Where are your integrity? That's the best way to put it. Where is the integrity of you? Let's go over here to, you have your Bible still. Let's go over here to the book of Job. We'll start off over here. Book of Job chapter 1, and I'm going to do my best to give this word because it's a lot, and even if we don't finish, then we pray that the Holy Spirit, you know, help us to get some understanding. Amen. I'll be reading from the New King James. Job chapter 1, verses 1. There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. Now, Job, you know, explains, you know, where he lived at, and to go on and on. Well, Job is pretty long, so I'll try to shorten it down, you know, for the sake of time. Let's just read two. It says, and 2 says, and he had 7 sons, 3 daughters that was born of him. He also possessed 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camel, 500 yokes oxen, 500 female donkeys, and he had a very large household. So of all the man that's in the east. So right here, you know, in this place, you know, Job was a rich man. You know, he was rich. He was rich in all his possessions. He was rich in every single area. He said he was an upright man. He was blameless. And it tells us the reason why. It tells us the reason why that we would go on here. Let's move on down here to 7. Let's read, and, you know, let's read what's going on. Now, I want to let us know, you know, where our esteems are, because I want us to see where we are, whether, you know, we have a lot, whether we are rich or whatever it is that we have. We need to understand what's going on with us in our lives, you know, when things, you know, happen in our lives here. So now, 7 says, let's read 6. Let's read 6. It says, now there was a day when the sons of God came in the presence. It said, when the sons of God came to the presence themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came amongst them. 7, and the Lord said unto Satan, From why do you come? They're saying, what you doing here?
Mm-hmm.
So Satan answered, and he said unto the Lord, he says, from going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth upon it. So now here it is. Here it is. Satan, you know, has showed up. He showed up right when the sons of God, you know, went to the, they, you know, went before the presence of the Lord, you know, and Satan shows up. Same thing with us. You know, when we're in a place of where we realize what's going on, when we have favor, when we have abundance, you know, we realize that Satan shows up. 9. Let's tip over down here to 9. Let's see what 9 says. 9 says here, Satan answered God and said, does not Job fear God for nothing? 10 says, have not you made a hedge around him, around his household, around all he has on every side? You have blessed the works of his hand, and his possessions have increased him in the land. Well, Satan is saying to God here, oh, God asked, well, have you considered, you know, Job? Job is a blameless and he's an upright man. And what Satan is saying is, well, I can't touch him. I can't touch him because you have a hedge of protection around him. And what Satan is all, what he's also suggesting is, well, the only reason why that he's upright, the only reason why he's in that place is because he has so much, because you have blessed him. You blessed it. Every single thing he has, he's blessed. I can't touch him. I can't touch him because he's got a hedge of protection around him. But here it is, God. If he didn't have those things, he will curse you to your face. So now I want to talk to us about their esteems. Now, Job was definitely an upright man. He was definitely an upright man, you know, blameless in the sight of God. So now, here it is. We know the story about what happened to Job. It goes all the way over to Job 40. It always goes Job 42. We don't have time to read all of it, but we know the story. We know how he lost every single thing that he had. Every single thing he had. It had he had bandits that came in and they killed his animals, they killed his camels, they killed the sheep, they killed all the oxen. We know that a storm came through and knocked down the house that his children were in, killed his children. We know that sickness had came over Job's body. We realize this, it's in the story. You know, we know that the hand of Satan, it had touched him. Job had experienced an evil day. Job had experienced an evil day. He go from being in a place of having it all, not having the need for nothing, to a place of all that he had been taken away from him. It's children. We've been there. We've been there when things happen in our lives where your children, one of your children may have been taken away some way, you know, whatever way that was, you know, that could happen. Your house may have caught on fire, so you may have lost your house. You may have lost all. You may have lost your job. You may have even lost a spouse or a loved one. But we realize that the esteem of a man or the esteem of a woman, it takes you in and out of things. So now I had to really look at this to see what was going on right here at the time. And Job was a blameless man, just like some of us. You know, some of us, you know, mm-hmm. hey, we live that type of lifestyle where it's upright and it's pleasing, but things still happen. This is not the work of God when these things happen. These things happen. This is the work of Satan. This is the work of Satan. We face situations that will cause our mind to be changed. It's things that we will see that will cause us to be that cause us to say things that we normally would not say. I'm talking about we have morals and values. We have integrity, but there are things that are happening that will cause you to see an evil day. And this right here place where you see an evil day, you need to be strongly rooted in the Word of God. You need mm-hmm. to know when things happen in your life that God is on your side, that this is not the work of God. Anytime death or destruction or things that's being taken away, we have to know that this is not the work of God. Because when you get into that place to where you start saying things, so you start placing blame on nobody want to place the blame on themselves. They want to try to place the blame on God. Say if it God took this away or this happened because of God, not even realizing that who is the real enemy behind it all. Satan is the real enemy behind it all. Amen.
My Lord.
And that's what he comes to do. He comes to change your mind about who you are. He's going to come to change your mind about who God is as well.
Jesus.
Somebody say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now,
hallelujah.
Why would Satan say, I come to and fro from walking the earth to and fro to see who it is that he can devour?
My God.
Because he knows, hallelujah, the very thing that maybe a lot of us are not even aware of. See, Job was a rich man. Hallelujah. Job had it all. Hallelujah. So what Satan was trying to suggest, that the only reason why Job is a faithful man is because of the money that he has. Now, we know oxen and camels and things this day, if you would compare that to today, that would be the money, hallelujah, that would be the money and the things that we have, cars and money and houses. You have jobs, $1 million here. You got this investment over here, stocks over here. Every single thing, your job is blessed. Hallelujah. This would be the equivalent of this time. And what Satan was trying to suggest was that Job, he was more faithful to his possessions. He was more in that place of loving all that he had more than how he loved God. Hallelujah. Can you see yourself there? Can you see yourself? Can you see yourself in that place to where if your house was burned down or if it was seized in the possession, will you still trust God? Hallelujah. Will you still get down on your knees and pray to God and know that every single thing is going to be all right? When your car had been repossessed, what type of esteem would you have then when you're in a place to where there's an evil day? Will you still be in that place where there was no food in the refrigerator? Would you still trust God? Even if one of your children, hallelujah, have been in some accident or something and maybe even lost their lives, will you still trust God? Or will you blame and say this is the work of God, not saying it is the work of Satan? This is an evil day. An evil day. And that's what Satan, his strategies are to get us in a place of not trusting God and to saying all manners of things, hallelujah, so he can move in your life and can destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go over here to the book of Romans. I want to show you something in the book of Romans. We are go here to Romans chapter 12. I want you to see something that I've seen here in the Word of God. I'm just trying to help every single one to know that whatever it is that you are thinking about will determine where you are going. What you're thinking about the most will determine what you're going. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12,
yeah.
In verses 1. Apostle Paul writes this letter here to the Romans. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. 2 says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now,
amen.
How many people know that these things, these possessions in this world, you can be conformed to the things that you possess in this world. The things that you possess in this world can definitely cause you to have a very high esteem. Now, Job, over here in the book of Job, he was the richest man, you know, in the land of Uz. You know, he was the richest man, and he had 3,000 and oxen and 500 and some head of cattle and say was and sheep and all this. And look, he had money, he had it all. These things right now today, you know, when you have these worldly, these things that you possess in this world, you can be more concerned about having these things and keeping these things and keeping this status that you can esteem yourself higher than someone that don't have all that you have. See, I'm talking about being conformed to this world. You're talking about things of this world, these worldly things. Now, just the mere thought of if you was to lose this or if you was to lose that, I don't know what I would do. I don't know where I would be. But here it is. The word of God says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. One thing that we can say, if you have read the book of Job and you have a revelation and understanding of it about who Job was, who he is, God said that Job is blameless and upright. Did Job know that he was blameless and upright? Of course he did. He knew that he was a blameless and upright man because he believed in God. See, now, it wasn't about the things that he had. The reason why he knew that he was blameless and he was upright, he believed in God and he would not curse God. He would not be moved from the things that had been taken away. He would not even be moved when boils was, it said boils, you know, was all over from head to toe over his whole body. I know we didn't had one boil before that it caused so much pain on our skin. Now think about it all over your head, from your whole body. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
After you had lost all that you possessed, even your children.
My
Hallelujah.
God.
But he would not go into that place to where he stopped trusting God. How many of us that are esteemed, you're believing in God.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. On fire for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
How many of us, that when things happen in your life, you are turned back into the old self, turn back into the wickedness, turn into the world, go into that place of trying to get your possessions, or trying to come out of certain things by using the money that you have. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My Lord.
How many would turn? What would it take for Satan to do to you that'll change your mind about who you are? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Jesus.
Why my esteem led me into situations.
Jesus.
Now, we need to take some accountability for what's going on in the world. I'm going to tell you why.
Amen.
Because we have to stop saying things like Job said,
We need to stop saying things like Job said. After Job lost all he had, obviously he was going through something. He did not realize that he was having a human experience. He was experiencing some things, you know, in his life that he never experienced before. You would say things, hallelujah, that you would probably wouldn't say if these things weren't going on. We need to stop blaming things on God. Let's look what Job says over in Job chapter 1 and verses 20-21. He says, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to stop blaming God when destruction shows up. We need to stop saying that God took my child away from me. We need to stop saying God sent this storm to destroy this land that we lived in. We need to stop saying that these things happen as the work of God. Okay, we need to understand, when death and destruction shows up in your life, this is the work of Satan. So don't blame God for something that's going on. When there's an attack on your home, don't blame God. Say, this is God. He's here tempting me. This is God. This is the work of God. Don't say when something is going on in your marriage that this is the work of God. See, you got the word of God. You got the truth. See, God is love. God is patient. God is kind. God is gentle. He is genuine. Hallelujah. So now, anything that is not a part, that's not in this category of the fruits of the Spirit, that's not the work of God. That's the work of Satan. And most of the time, it's the work of self. See, God gave each and every one, every single body that know who they are, you have a choice to make about where you're going to be. Some stuff you're in, I'll be honest with you, I'm going to be practical as I possibly can. There are things that you find yourself in that you didn't ask for, but it still demands for a response. Hallelujah. What will you say when you end up in a situation that you did not ask for? What would you say when you end up in a position that you did not ask to be in? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stop blaming God for destruction. Jesus says over here, In the book of John, he says, the thief comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. But I have come that you may have life and have it more abundant. That's the difference there of who God is and who Satan is. So this is the side of, hey, if you're right here in that place of prosperity, you're right here in that place of good things going on, you're right here in that place of seeing, you know, the goodness, that's me. But if you end up in that place, or if you're seeing evilness and you're seeing this right here type of stuff and all this stuff that happened, that's Satan. So let's stop blaming God for the work of Satan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God don't take away. God give. He give. Amen.
Amen.
Why else? What the word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever shall believe upon him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. How are we going to have this word? Are we just saying this word, you know, just to be saying this? But then, you know, when the test come to say that God took somebody away, when God is not a man that he shall lie, his word said that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believes on him shall not perish. Don't you know this is not the will of God for you to die? Even though people would die, that's not God's doing. Hallelujah. Genesis.
Amen.
Amen. Genesis chapter 1. You need to know who you are. You need to know what the enemy, who your enemy is. Because if you don't recognize who your enemy is, your esteems, I'm talking about your value, I'm talking about your mind and your thoughts will be going to a place to where you don't even know who's speaking. You don't even know what's going on. You don't even know that you're in spiritual warfare You're so blinded and you're so deaf and you cannot see because you're so conformed to the things of this world and not being transformed by the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Look here with Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1 in verses 26 says, then God said, let us make man in our likeness and our image according to our likeness, and let us give them dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, the birds, the cattle, and every single thing that creepeth. Well, don't you realize right here, see, God's word is not going to change to fit your situation. You need to realize that the word of God is here to change you from your situation, to change your mind, hallelujah, about who you've been thinking that you are or what you've been thinking about. God is not going to say, I'm going to give you dominion over the whole earth for you to say that the things that's going on in the earth is because of God. Well, here at the beginning when he said, I gave you dominion over it.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. In the beginning, he said, I gave you dominion over the whole earth, the birds of the air, the fish in the water, everything that moveth around on the earth, every single thing that creepeth upon the earth, the cattle, every single thing that man and woman, I gave you dominion, responsibility, what's going on in the world. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We can get deeper into that because we need to understand that there's things. So what a man thinketh in his mind and thinking in his heart, it says, so is he. So a man thinketh, and so is he. Don't you know that you are spiritual being, because if you was creating in the likeness and the image of God, then you need to know that God is a spirit, hallelujah, and you are too, are a spirit. If you have gotten yourself in that place to where you're listening to a spirit that's not the spirit of God, don't you know that will lead you into that place of you making the wrong decisions, doing the wrong things, losing every single thing that you have because of who you've been listening to, the type of thought that you have allowed to come inside of your mind, the type of values, things that you start valuing, things that you didn't used to value. You start saying things that you didn't used to say. You believe in things that you didn't used to believe in, and putting out God, and you staying in that place of darkness when it shows up.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why are you under attack? You're under attack is because of what we said earlier. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for showing us. Why are you under attack? Why are things happening in your house? Why are things happening on your job? Why are things happening in your children's life? Why are things happening to mama and daddy? Why are things happening to your neighbor? Let's find it in the word of God. You need to know you have all this written word for you to study. You have all this written word. You read it for you to get an understanding of it, all this word. But if you are not, my Lord, my God, studying the word of God, if you are not in that place of being aware of what's going on, hallelujah, what's already going on, you can easily fall into these places or where you're playing the blame game or where your esteem, your values and stuff will be all misplaced. Ephesians chapter 6. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, the tricks of the devil. Hallelujah. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rules of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Don't you know that Satan has already devise a plan to destroy you? Don't you know that you will under attack? Don't you know that Satan want to test you, that want to test you out every single day to see if you have on the whole armor of God? Were you saved? So there is a say to that, what the word of God said. Do you have the word in your mouth?
Jesus.
Are you believing and trusting in the word?
Yes, Lord.
My esteem. My esteem.
Hallelujah.
Let's take responsibility.
Hallelujah.
My esteem. Led me in
my
it.
God.
The way I think. The way I've been thinking.
Mm.
It led
my
me
Lord.
To the situation that I'm in. Well, let's understand this here, church. My esteem, the way I've been thinking, hallelujah, the way I've been believing, led me out, hallelujah. That's good to know. That's good to know. Because every single one that has revelation and knowledge of who God
yes,
is,
Lord.
Don't you know? That when you believe in the word of God, when you believe in Jesus Christ, when you believe in baptism, hallelujah, by water and baptism by fire, to my fire, when you believe in the love of God, when you believe, hallelujah, in God, for who is, when you believe in Jesus Christ, don't you know your esteem changed? See, you were in a place where you were high esteem, thinking about things of the way the world has to think. Then you got into a place where you were lower when you were thinking about things, hallelujah, for what had went on. But Jesus Christ has come so you can be right there in that place of love for sin, knowing that the Comforter has already come, that he has already came and overcame the world. He has already made himself that place to be an intercessor, to bring you out when you go through him, hallelujah. You will start thinking like God has told you to think, and that's through the lens of the Holy Spirit, through the word of God, through Jesus Christ, which is the only way.
Yes, Lord.
Let the word of God be your seat. Let it bring you out of that place of darkness. Hallelujah. But it's your choice. It's your choice. Don't blame it on God. When God has already given you everything pertaining to life and godliness.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you for this word today. We thank you for revelation and knowledge, hallelujah, that we allow to see who we are and whose we are. We allow you, we thank you, Father God, that you have shown us that you love us so much that no matter what that we face, whatever that we face, Father God, that you are our God.
Yes,
that we trust you. You're our God,
Lord.
That we have confidence in and we rely on you. Knowing that every single thing is all right. We realize that Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We realize
yes,
that
Lord.
We may face principalities and powers and darkness. Face these demons every single day. But we have your
Father.
Word. We have your promise. And when we stand on it, hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. When we stand on your word, we shall see who's going to come out on top. We shall come out on top. Because we are with you, Father God, in that place of speak. Overcome
yes,
by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And we thank
yes,
you, Father
Lord.
God. We plead the blood over
yes,
every
Lord.
Single heart, every single mind. They showed up today to hear this word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We know it may have
Amen.
Gotten a little bit rocky because we've been thinking a certain way all of our lives. But we thank
Jesus.
You that your word, it changes us, that we may take that path of going right to where you are.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And everybody, that may be one today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That have never prayed
yes.
the prayer of salvation before. And it's your desire today to be a part of God's kingdom. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You may find
Amen.
Yourself not knowing
yes.
what's going on, but you realize today that you have an opportunity to be saved. See, this is the first step. Hallelujah. Be a part of God's kingdom.
Yes. Yes.
You do. Right. salvation has already been made available. Grace has already been made available for you. But see, you got to take grace. It's been made available for you, but you got to do it. And Apostle Paul, I will show you simple prayer. Right now, a simple prayer. We press one. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, you are saved. Hallelujah. Will you come today? Will you press one today? Hallelujah. If you have already been found out by it, you have already been saved. But find yourself in these lower seats. Find yourself in these islands. To find yourself being conformed to his words. Hallelujah. Will you come to Jesus? Will you bring it all to Jesus right now? See, the word of God is here to inform you. Hallelujah. Will you come today? Will you bring it over to Jesus? If you're in some type of darkness, know who you are. In some type of darkness. Somebody judge. I can't see you. Be on the prayer line. I can't see you. But God can see you. He knows where you are. But don't allow your high self-esteem, your low self-esteem to keep
you. Jesus.
Not to me. Not to Apostle Taunika. But bringing it all to you. And we're not judging. We just invite you to bring it to the kingdom of God and lay it at his feet. Nothing happens in your life without prayer. Nothing happens in the world without prayer. Will you come today? If you're looking for a church home, Apostle Paul and I would love to share. We love to be the pastor. We would love to keep on teaching you this word. Like the Holy Spirit has told us how to receive. Not receiving us, but come be a part of the gospel of ministry.
Mama.
So that we all need edified, be lifted. Hallelujah. You have something that I need. I have something that you need. We invite you to be a part of us so we can do it all together. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Father God. We thank you for the word that went forth on today, Lord. That I be blessed. My souls be blessed right now. Amen.
Hallelujah.
This time we're going to see our tithes and offerings. Amen. Our worship is not finished until we are able to give an offering unto the Lord, our God. Amen. In the gift of giving. Amen. If you have Cash App, your Cash App is passing over to Pastor Chantel at Cash App. If you have any other means of sending over your tithes and offering, give us a call at 832-725-8094. That's 832-725-8094. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we're able to give on today. For your word says that you give seed to the sower. So dear Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering, cause them to multiply where we send them, to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit, his generous heart. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name those that give on today and have given, but those who have purpose in our hearts to give on today, Lord, that you restore them to your stewardship, Father God, that they too will be able to give. And Lord, we thank you right now that there's no lack in our giving on today. And we receive all the blessings of the Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Amen. At this time, we'll have our announcements today. December the 12th, 2021. I was going to go to January. December the 12th, 2021, we have the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, where senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning and Pastor Tawanika Manning. On Mondays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer time. So call us here on the church line as we come touching and agreeing on one accord with our combined faith. Amen. interceding in the name of Jesus. Again, the time is 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on Mondays. Wednesdays, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Sunday, we have our two services, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. services. Amen. Hallelujah. In January, starting January 11th on Tuesday, January 11th, throughout the year of 2022, we are going to read the whole Bible. Amen. So join us here on the church line. We'll give you the number. We won't be on this line, but we'll give you the number that will be on our prayer line where we'll be reading the Bible from front to back. Amen. In the year 2020, starting January the 11th on Tuesday night, January 11th. Amen. From 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. Happy birthday to those who are celebrating a birthday on today. Happy birthday. Amen. Yeah. We have our daughter Victoria. They're celebrating her birthday on next Friday, December the 17th. We have our Uncle Jarvis
Manning's birthday today.
Amen.
And Wanda Lawrence is today.
Amen. Anyone else is celebrating your birthday this month of December, we ask that you press 1. We want to pray for you and with you. We wish you all happy birthday in the month of December. May God continue to bless you, protect you, cover you. May you seek him more. May all your days be blessed. We pray that God will bless you. How are your latter days greater than your beginnings? Amen. That you will live a full, healthy life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We call you blessed and saved by God. Amen. God keep you. God, may God strengthen you and guide you, direct you all the days of your life. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. If there's anyone out there that's celebrating your wedding anniversary, press 1. We want to pray for you and your union. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. May God continue to strengthen you and continue to keep you. Hallelujah, you and your wife and husband, your husband and wife. Hallelujah, union that God has ordained. May God continue to strengthen you, bless your union, favor your union. Amen. May be filled with love and understanding, kindness and joy and peace of the Lord all the days of your life. May God bless you our long life together. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, may you continue to stand on your vows from the first day. Amen. When you went before God. So we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Pastor Dorsey and I will be celebrating our anniversary next month. So 1 week out of January, we will be calling you all. We will have our other ministers online to bring the word, but we're going to go and, hallelujah, celebrate our wedding anniversary in the month of January. Amen. We thank God for everyone that's here. Third, God bless you. God keep you. He's excited. He's always ready to take a vacation, y'all. Always ready to go. So God bless everyone here in service. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, well, Pastor Dorsey Manning, hallelujah, and Apostle Tawani Command and Minister Van Green out of Chicago. We bless you all to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's all in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Pastor Manning.
Amen, amen. Pray that y'all did get a chance to get something out of that. You know, this is a good word that came from God. My Lord, I mean, there's so much, you know, that's in this place where we can learn, so much where we can be built in this place. As a matter of fact, I believe this is the place that we should be built in that place of esteem and building this place, because to change your thoughts and change the way you're thinking. Hallelujah. Look how many different things you can change in your life. Amen.
Welcome.
I'm God of peace, brought again from the dead. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, perfect in every good work to do his will, that which is well-pleasing in his sight, to Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen again. Read the book of Job tonight, y'all. Just read some of that, you know, and ask God for a revelation and an understanding. Also read the book of Hebrews chapter 10. And maybe you just might have some increase in that place. I don't know, but I trust God will do it. Amen. Apostle Taiwanese and I, we love you so much. Never can love you more than God loves you. Remember, Satan has already been defeated. And Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get that on a great day. But when I get